What happens when you live a soul-guided life? You say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. You begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining. You have a soul's path that's been calling you forever, but you may not know how to get there. Each week on Your Soul Guidance, where you make your dreams come true, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversities into adventures. Saskia's life is the living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa, being homeless, traveling to over 45 countries, to successfully emigrating her family of seven to America. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to play the biggest game of your life. Now, here is your host, Saskia Roel.
Hello, everyone. I'm your host, Saskia Roel, and you're listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience how to say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. This show is all about soul. It's about your soul, how to activate your great potential and express all your gifts and biggest dreams. And each week we will have some of the most gifted experts and coaches and speakers to help you begin that journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining. They will give you tools and techniques and show you how to take that first step. And today you are in for such a treat. We have the honor today to talk with Laura Hollick, who will talk with us about discovering your Ionic trait and transform it into your thriving business. She will tell you how tapping into your iconic trait is like unleashing your superpower. Because when you apply that superpower to your business, look out, world, because you are going to thrive. So we are so excited that she's here. Stay tuned with Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. We're live each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 2 Central, and 3 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. So in this new year, for sure you want to thrive and not delay. To take that first step, make sure you get your 21-day free training I'm offering now for free. This was the core part of my best-selling coaching program. It's free now. It's the 21-day free training, the roadmap to your dreams. Go to yoursoulguidance.com. That website is yoursoulguidance.com. Let's not wait any longer and let's talk about Laura Hollick. Well, what Laura brings to this planet is absolutely amazing. If you see her, and I encourage you in a minute, we'll tell her website, to go to her website and take a look, because Laura is the absolute walking creation of her life purpose. She is so expressed in every aspect of her life, in her business, in her coaching, in her art. It's just, you know, I've never seen anyone like her. Laura is an award-winning artist, a shaman, and she's known as a soul artist. And after walking 10,000 kilometers on a vision quest, and make sure I'll talk about that with her, Laura clarified her purpose and dove into the business to realize that. Now she's the CEO and founder of Soul Art Studio, a business that's devoted to inspiring people to create their life and business as a work of art. Bravo TV created a documentary about Laura's art and life called The Artist's Life, Laura Hollick. She's hosted and produced over 500 radio shows for 93FM, which was called The Artist Lifestyle. Laura was also nominated for a Woman of Distinction in the Arts for soul artwork. And her visionary art has inspired audiences from around the world. 2011 marked the launch of Soul Art TV, Creative Spiritual Revolution, and the beginning of Soul Art Certification Program. Well, you can experience your own awakening with a soul art journey today, which is Laura actually is going to take us on. Well, I want to bring her on, not wait any longer. Welcome, Laura.
Hello. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, I'm so happy to have you here, and you have so much inspiration to talk about. And Laura, the first question I ask actually every guest on my show is, what happens when we say goodbye to our old small self and say hello to our soul? I mean, was there a defining moment in your life where you can relate to that statement?
I think that it's ongoing. I have to say that I feel like I'm continuously shedding layers.
Yeah. But
there definitely were defining moments for me when I would go from one chapter in my life and then into another chapter that was kind of a bigger version of myself or a more expressed version. And I call those actually initiations. And the first one that I'm remembering at this point is when I was in my teens, actually, and I had acne, and I felt very, very ugly. And I went on a journey to heal that. And that journey of healing my skin was really the first conscious shedding of my small self, the first conscious release of saying, you know what, I don't need to hide. I don't need to be afraid of this world or of people. I can show up and let people really see me. And when I did that, it wasn't like one moment, but it was a journey over time. And that just opened up so much for me. It allowed me to live my purpose. It allowed me to find out who I am and then share my gifts in this world.
Mm.
So I would say that would be one of the big spots of like shedding that layer of the small self.
Wow. And Laura, what was that? You think the acne was symbolic for something?
Absolutely. At the time, I thought that it was kind of like some medical thing that maybe I was being punished. Mm-hmm. Maybe I ate something wrong. I didn't know. And I would go to every doctor and I would ask them, like, what can I do? And they wanted me to just take different pills, and which I tried mm-hmm. initially. But then finally, I was like, you know what? None of this is working. What is really going on? And I just started asking spirit. And I was asking like my inner self to tell me what to do. And what I learned was symbolically, the skin for me was like the wall between the inner and the outer world. And I was so afraid to connect in this world. Like I don't even fully know why I was so afraid. It was just like on a DNA level. I had fear about being here, and the skin was like my protection. So the uglier I would make it, the safer I would feel. And until I had healed that fear, I wasn't ready to show up in the world. I wasn't ready to be seen. So the acne was really a symbolic metaphor of me wanting to be safe and to hide myself.
Mm. I think everybody who's listening, you know, you can sometimes just relate. I think it might not be acne, but it might be something else, you know, what's really like triggers us to step on that journey to access way bigger parts of who we are, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I call those initiations, and I've had a number of them in my life, but that was the first conscious one, like as a teen and then going into my 20s. Where I had the power to decide that I wanted something different. And so it initiated me into a more conscious journey.
Wow. You know, it's so, you know, it makes you think like, okay, where do you think everyone has an initiation moment, Laura?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so our topic of today is we're talking about the iconic trait. And all of our initiations are so important to the iconic trait, because they are the things that give us our character. They're the things that build our story of who we are. And that is part of what builds the iconic trait. So, you know, when I did the journey of healing that acne, that is actually what developed soul art. Because the way that I actually healed my skin was I started to create art, and I would dialogue with my body through art. And then now I certify people to use that same soul art process, and part of that is I call it body mapping. And so that helped me to develop this thing that is part of now my own iconic brand with the soul art. But that really started with something that was so challenging. Like, it was something that was difficult. Now, our iconic trait or our initiations don't always have to be difficult. But for a lot of people, they are. And I think that the part we include our whole life as valuable.
Yeah, well, Laura, we're almost going to a break, so hold that thought, because we, after the break, we will talk more about this as we're almost going into the break. Everyone, you're listening to Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. And when we come back, our special guest, Laura Holick, will explore more about how you can thrive and how you can discover your iconic trait. And for everyone, if you're thinking, like, at this moment, I want to write that book, or I want to find my soulmate, or I want to get going with that dream I'm holding deep in my heart, you know, go to www.yoursoulguidance.com and get that free roadmap, the 21-day roadmap to your dreams. And stay tuned. We will be right back.
The world one listener at a time.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shisei, the healthy chocolate. Shisei is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shisei, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
We're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, and my special guest today is Laura Holick, who's talking with us about discovering your iconic trait and how to transform that into your thriving business. But before we go ahead, I want Laura to ask if you can mention your website or if you have special events to promote, because how do people connect to you, Laura?
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. So one of the best ways to connect is through the website. And now in our society, everybody's website is kind of like their home or the nest, the place that we can go to. So that is the best place, and that's soulartstudio.com. And soul is spelled S-O-U-L, soulartstudio.com. And on that site, there's a bunch of inspirational art and insights and guidance for business and lifestyle. But a great place to start on the site is a tab that says You. And on there, you'll find a bunch of quizzes and things that can help you to discover yourself and what your spirit wants to say to you right now, what kind of business you want, your spirit wants you to create, and really learn about what's going on inside of you and how that wants to manifest in this world. So that's a great place to start.
And say that website again, Laura.
For sure. It's soulartstudio.com.
Okay, well, for everybody, soulartstudio.com, I can only tell you, go there and don't wait, because it's so fun. And it's even fun at looking at all the art of Laura, and I'm receiving every Sunday, and it's the only, and this is funny to hear probably, it's the only newsletter in the week I look forward to. I so look forward to, you know, the Sunday morning where Laura comes and gives her inspiration. So go to soulartstudio.com and just explore everything Laura has to offer. But Laura, we were talking about our iconic trait. So can you tell us a little bit more? Why is that important we go after it and what it really is? How do we all have that?
Okay, so let's start with thinking about when we hear the word icon or iconic, we often think about celebrities, or we think about something that has captured this magnificent energy, and we just, even one glimpse of that person or that thing, we know what it stands for.
Yeah.
So an example would be someone like Marilyn Monroe. Like, we just hear the word and we know, oh, that's like this gorgeous, you know, sex symbol, beautiful, feminine goddess. And we don't have to hear her whole explanation. We don't have to, we just hear her name or see her picture and we know what it is. So that's like an iconic essence, like this, that is an icon right there.
Yeah.
Every person, if we take a journey to fully embody our own essence, then we become iconic. And it may mean that we become celebrities, or it may mean that we become, you know, the ultimate mother, or it may mean that we become someone who is such a good listener. You know, whatever each person's essence is, it's the full expression of that. And now, in order for us to embody our own iconic trait, there's two ingredients that we need to have. One is we need to be able to connect with our essence. Like, we need to know what it is, and we need to have direct access to it. So that's the first thing. And then the second thing is we have to connect our essence with our life journey and with our challenges, with the initiations, and we pair those two together, and that you know, synergy of those two things births the iconic trait. So if we look at Marilyn Monroe as an example for this, she is someone who, and I did some research on her background and stuff to really get a sense of the story. She's someone that, even when she was growing up, she always had this kind of, you know, feminine sensuality about her, even like as a child and then in her teens. It looked like, you know, she could wear a potato sack and she still had a femininity about her.
Yeah.
So it's like that was kind of like an essence of her. There was this feminine sensuality to her. And so I would say that that's like a core essence of her. Now, her life challenge is when she was growing up, I mean, she was moved around to different homes and really didn't feel loved. And she even publicly spoke about that, how, you know, she really just wanted to be loved. And so that was like an initiation for her, this desire to be loved. And so she put together her, you know, her challenge, her pain of this desire to be loved with her essence and birthed like a woman who became, you know, so loved by masses of people for being feminine, sensual. And she even, when she, you know, combined those two and really birthed it, her name even changed to Marilyn Monroe, from Norma Jean Baker to Marilyn Monroe. And it actually, speaking of shedding the small self, in a way, you know, she shed Norma Jean to birth this, you know, her iconic self. And so within each one of us, we have this, some essence. And then when we pair it with our life challenges and we take the journey to include both, like our essence and the challenge, we birth a new expression. And that expression is completely individual, it's completely unique, and it's iconic because it just, it like, it glows. And that's what, like, when we think of celebrity, they glow. Now, not everyone's meant to be a celebrity, but I believe each one of us are meant to glow and shine in our own unique way. And so, depending on what our journey is, if we're meant to be in business, then, you know, we want to shine in our business. If we're really meant to be, you know, have a family and just, you know, make that like our purpose, then we want to shine in that situation. So the one of the questions you just asked, Saskia, was, you know, what, why is it important for us to have an iconic trait? It's important because, for one thing, I think it's all of our soul purpose to be fully embodied as who we really are in this earth world. So that's one thing. And the other is, when we do embody our purpose and our essence, we are successful. We're successful at whatever the thing is that we've chosen to do, whether it's business, family, a certain kind of relationship, healthy, beautiful body, whatever the thing is, we become successful within that thing.
You know, I think that's I wholeheartedly agree, and I think there's a tremendous fear for people to really go for that and trust that when you embody or you live that really what you're truly passionate about, it won't bring you money. Why is that?
I think that's like a DNA embedded old belief system, and we're shedding that now. Like that is shifting now, but the remnants are still there, and I certainly had that. I don't have that now. I mean, maybe there's little bits of it, but pretty much it's gone. And I think that the people right now who are called to live their spirit, you know, called to live their iconic traits and be shining, glowing spirits and leaders in that way, right now at this time in history, the ones who are called to that, we're the leaders.
Yeah.
We're the ones who are changing the beliefs. And if we are leaders, that means we have to go through the transformations because we're leading and carving a new pathway. So often the people who are feeling the fear, it's because they're on the leading edge. They're on that edge of creating something that's never existed before. And it's kind of like Christopher Columbus. You know, people thought that when they couldn't see the water at a certain point, then it just dropped off the edge of the earth. And so they were afraid to go out past where they could see. And then Christopher Columbus, he was a leader. He was carving out a new pathway, finding a new world. He went beyond that edge. And I'm sure he was afraid. I'm sure he was afraid. But he had to get through that fear to get to the other side. So, and now people cross the water, they're not afraid because we've seen a pathway. So, but when someone feels that fear inside of themselves, I think that that's a great indication that they are someone who is really meant to be a leader, and they're on the leading edge, and now they just need to either get support or guidance or a mentor or an example, something that lets them believe that they can move forward.
And is it, Laura, that people have a hard time, like you experienced that maybe in your coaching or business, or maybe you don't, that people wonder, like, you know, what is my essence or what is that unique trait I have to offer?
There's, when people are on the path of creating their, living their purpose and creating it, understanding it, the first step is to know yourself. Like that, that's the beginning.
Yeah.
And that in itself, I mean, when I think about in my own journey, that was a 10-year devotion. When I say devotion, I was royally committed to knowing what my purpose was. And I just, I was so passionately consumed by that. I would go to, you know, every workshop and, you know, take every kind of process. I mean, I have every book from Hay House and New World Library.
Yeah.
I mean, I dove into that. And then it reaches a point where you kind of land in yourself. It's all of a sudden, like, oh, I know who I am. And of course, there's always deeper to go, but you land on a certain spot. It's like the center. You land there. And then all of a sudden, you feel so full of yourself. You feel so full of who you are that the next step naturally is now you want to connect who you really are with the world. And that's when business comes in. And so I work with people on two levels. I work with them first on knowing who they are. And then when they really have landed on their center and they know, then I work with them on creating a business that expresses it and that makes money. A lot of times when people are struggling with money, like say they come to me and they're like, Laura, I just want to make money, you know, doing my thing. I'm like, well, what is your thing?
And Laura, hold that because we're going to talk. We're heading to a break because we're going to talk about what is that thing, you know, how do I make money? We're almost at break time. So for all the listeners, we're listening to Your Soul Guidance with Saskia with our special guest, Laura Hollick. If you want more information about Laura, go to soulartstudio.com. And I have a special treat, which I have to mention to you, and I probably will do that right after the break, about some other great, great gifts, the 8GuruSecrets.com. If you can already go there, you know, you might take a glimpse. And I'll explain about that after the break, because Laura is one of our special experts on this happiness panel. We're back in a moment. Stay tuned.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to YourSoulGuidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to YourSoulGuidance.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, and disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how good does that feel? How powerful. Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer cells, reduce blood pressure and inflammation, and even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in and listen to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer share how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine Vitamin D, Shedding Light on a Worldwide Health Crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com. That's PowerfulD.com.
Hello, everyone. We're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, and today we have such an inspiring guest. I'm sure you're all sitting there glued to your seats. We have Laura Hollick, and she's talking about discovering your iconic trait and transform it into a thriving business. And we were just talking about the different steps, but before we do that, I want to make sure you know about this wonderful 8-day program, the 8 Guru Secrets to a Happy You. I interviewed 8 experts in happiness, how to connect to your happiness, and Laura Hollick is one of them. And it's a complete free program, and you can go to the number 8gurusecrets.com and get all inspired to connect to that happy self. So I am excited to continue this conversation, Laura, and we were talking about the different steps. Can you step back a little and, you know, mention the 2 steps you help people to get to that iconic trait?
For sure. So the first step is becoming very acquainted with your own essence, really knowing yourself, your purpose, what brings you joy, how you feel empowered, like really knowing the self, and also knowing how to heal the self, knowing how to realign and connect with what's true for you, and if you go off track, knowing how to get back on. That's kind of the home base of your own essence. And then once you feel very solid within that, then the next step from there, and it's a natural step, it isn't a forced step. The natural step is you'll want to share it. Like once you know and you've had like, you know, a profound connection to yourself, it's like a divine love affair.
I love that.
Yeah, and that's, it feels like that. And I know, you know, all of us who have those moments, whether we're in nature or we're swimming or we, you know, receive a beautiful card in the mail, something that kind of makes us feel so connected. It's, we feel that spark of this, the divine is magical and it just kind of consumes us. So when you have that sense, then you're naturally going to want to make it your lifestyle and make it the way that you live and share with the world. And that's when business comes into it. So the 2 things that I work with people on are getting very connected to themselves and then from there growing a business and a lifestyle that expresses it.
Mm. And Laura, how can a business thrive when it's based on an iconic trait?
When a business is based on an iconic trait and based on like that essence of a person, first of all, it's going to stand out and it's going to glow and it's going to look slightly different from everything else out there. And it's interesting in the beginning, Saskia, you said, you know, it doesn't, like my art doesn't look like anyone else's, or you said something along those lines. And that's what happens. Like the brand becomes very unique. And even if you're in an industry where there's, you know, hundreds of people doing the same thing as you, you will end up looking like you're in an industry all on your own. And so that's something that's like just a natural result of creating this kind of a business. And when you do that, money will come because you'll look like a leader. Like you'll stand out and you'll look like, wow, you know, what's that person up to? And people will want to work with that person because they glow. Now, the other thing, though, is a lot of creative spiritual people, they think that all they need to do is just glow. And that's a bit of a myth, okay? Yes, we
want that glow. We want to stand out and just kind of flow and be magnetic. And just, you know, that's the beautiful part of it. But we also need to have the structures and the systems that allow us to thrive. And those are things that I do work with people on. But when we have that, the structures and the systems, that means like offers, packages, marketing, systems, calendar, schedule, things that allow it to really be a sustainable business, then it's going to make money. Like, I can't imagine how it wouldn't make money. When you have all those pieces, you will thrive. You will absolutely thrive. And I can speak out of my own experience also with clients, but from myself, I have gone through stages where at first I had the glow. You know, I was connected to that essence. But I didn't have the structures and the systems. And so I wondered, where's the money? You know, here tons of people would email me and say, oh, you're so inspiring. But I wasn't making money. And the thing that made the difference was I had to create the structures and the systems that were in alignment to me. And that's why it's so important to start with the foundation. Because another mistake that people can make is they create the structures and the systems before they know themselves.
Yeah.
And then the structures and systems are not in alignment, and they're like a slave to the business rather than the business helping them to shine and glow and grow even bigger and more of themselves. So it's really the blend of you want to have that core connection to yourself so that you glow, but you also want to have structures and systems so you have a way to make money.
Yeah. And how do you connect people to, you know, they really get to, this is my essence? Do you have like a certain step or, you know, certain questions you ask people to get to that essence?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's probably about a million things that I'll use, but I will use a couple right now because, you know, something that I'm so passionate about. So there's...
Well, I know, and I know people are sitting there thinking, you know, but what is my true essence then? How do I get there?
Mm-hmm. Well, now, depending on what kind of a person someone is, so this is why I actually recommend the first thing to do would be on my website to do the quiz called What Kind of Creative Spirit Are You? Okay, so it's a quiz. That's the title of it. What Kind of Creative Spirit Are You? And it's at the soulartstudio.com website under You. Okay, so it's a whole section about you to explore yourself. But when you do that quiz, you will get really clear on, like, what inspires you, like what it is that allows you to connect. Because some people, they will connect by going for a hike in nature, and other people that won't inspire them at all. They'll feel like there's bugs around or it's dirty, you know, and it won't inspire them. And they will be inspired by, you know, going for a run down a city street. And so there isn't just one way, and that's what's so important, why we need to, you know, really listen to ourselves to find out what is our way. And when we know, you know, little bits of ourselves, that's like a bread, you know, I'm thinking of that storybook, the breadcrumbs that are leading to something. But when we have something that leads us deeper to ourselves, you know, then we can go further and further. So the first thing, you know, listen. Get a clue on what it is that inspires you.
Yeah.
So for myself personally, I mean, art, nature, dancing, singing, being free, those are things that inspire me. And so I spend as much time as possible doing those things. And when I was healing from the acne, I did art and I was dancing and I was hiking. And so I kept on listening deeper and deeper, you know, like, please give me an insight. Show me what I need to do. Show me who I am. What do I need to know? And that was then my path to connect to my center. But that's an individual journey for each person. And I help people find, you know, their unique path. But, you know, just even asking that question is an excellent beginning. If you're asking the question, the answer is going to come to you. So something that can help, though, is that quiz that I have on my site.
Yeah, I know. And you know, this is just a personal question. What I'm so curious about is you have that 21-day, what is it, the cleanse? What is that about?
Right, the creativity cleanse.
Yeah.
So, yes, I think anything that we do over a period of time where we've kind of committed to that, whether it's some kind of a fitness boot camp or whatever it is, then we will experience a transformation. And so I wanted to test that out with creativity and with, you know, discovering your essence and being able to express it. So over a year ago, actually it's probably about 2 years now, I created the Creativity Cleanse. And it's a 21-day journey where there is a very simple, creative, spiritual exercise to do each day. And it's really fun and it's very simple. And then it starts building on itself. You start like taking that journey inwards and being able to express it outwardly. So the 21-day Creativity Cleanse, that is a great way if someone wants to really learn about their essence and how to express it. I mean, that is like the boot camp for that.
See, it always triggered my attention because I think I saw this one little video of you where you were, I thought it was so cool. You were in the shower and you were kind of spraying on the shower curtains words. And I'm like, wow, that's daring. It was, I think that was in one of your newsletters.
Yes, yeah, I did a video in the shower. And that's the great thing about having your own business as a creative spirit and having it based on yourself, like your own essence, is that you get to do the things that really inspire you. I mean, one day I was in the shower and I thought, oh, wouldn't it be great to paint the walls in here? And then that turned into a video and that turned into the Creativity Cleanse. And, you know, things start building on itself. There isn't like a template. You invent the template.
I love that. But I think probably to clarify, a lot of people think like creativity is like, you know, you have to paint or you have to be good with you know, your hands to create a piece of art. But that's not exactly what you're talking about, right?
No, not at all, actually. I mean, there's people that I work with and they are professional artists or they have a master's in art. And then there's other people who are afraid to draw a stick figure.
Yeah.
And it really doesn't matter the technical skill of someone for the type of work that I do. What matters is the desire for your spirit to flow through you. Because when your creative spiritual energy moves through your body, I mean, that is a cleanse because it cleans everything out. Like you get to hear your own intuition with so much more depth and so much more acuteness. It just cleans everything out. So you know what's important to you. You know how to make a decision. You know what you like. You know what you don't like. You know how to speak up for yourself because you're clean and you're clear and spirit can just move through you.
Yeah, Laura, we're heading to a break. We can talk forever, but we're going to go to the break. You're listening to Your Soul Guidance with Saskia with our special guest, Laura Holick. If you want to know more about Laura Holick, go to www.soulartstudio.com. If you want to know more about soul coaching or soul guidance readings or my speaking engagements, go to www.yoursoulguidance.com. Stay tuned and we will be right back.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
Did you know know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Glad Rags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Glad Rags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our teen inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at LifesaverChocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Hello, everyone. We're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. And we have our special guest, Laura Holick, who talks about discovering your iconic trait and how to thrive. But there's so much more she's inspiring us with. So we're back here. And Laura's website is www.soulartstudio.com. Is that correct, Laura? Okay, and if you want to promote anything or you have anything going on, can you please let the listeners know so they know how to get started or get going?
Well, I think the best thing really is that quiz. It's something that can support people to begin to dive into the journey, and also that will allow you to then connect with the studio, and from there, whatever's happening in that particular month, we have different journeys and like creative spiritual journeys that launch monthly or every other month, so you'll be kept up to date that way. But I think that's a great way to start, to really to learn about yourself. So that's the step that I would recommend, to take that quiz and discover what kind of creative spirit you are.
That's wonderful. Thank you, Laura. Well, and for everyone listening, Laura is also one of the experts of the happiness panel. We are having a wonderful 8-day free program, and Laura is one of them. That's the 8 Guru Secrets to a Happy You, and you can get that on the website www.8gurusecrets.com. So have fun with that, and you're really all good to go. So, Laura, we were talking about, I wanted to make sure everybody gets, like, you know, we're talking about art and creativity, but as you said, or maybe you can talk a little more about, like you said, you have even people who have never, you know, have fear of drawing a stick figure. It has nothing to do with that.
Right. Exactly. You know, creative spirituality is really about letting your spirit energy move through you creatively. And so it's not about technique. It's really about the desire for it to flow through. And so when I work with people, often, you know, if they're afraid to draw a stick figure, then we might have to do a bit of healing work around that, because usually the fear is coming from something. I mean, a fear could come from someone said, oh, your art is bad, you know, when they were five years old, or like that. And so we have to heal that so that they trust themselves enough to let things just move through. And I have a very good example of this. When I was in my teens and I had the acne and I was trying to deal with that, I read there that if you sweat, that would help clean out your pores.
And yeah. I'd
try anything. And so I started dancing. And I had this desire. I was like, you know what? I'm going to become a professional dancer. Meanwhile, I'm like 16 years old, and I'm, you know, that's like beyond dancing years if you're not trained. But I started doing ballet, and I started doing all this stuff. And then I ended up taking these classes. And the woman said to me, she's like, Laura, you need to go out there, and you need to drool. And I looked at her in horror, and oh my gosh, like, what are you talking? I want to be this beautiful dancer. I want to sweat. I want to clear my skin. What are you talking about? And I didn't know what she meant, but I went out and I did it. I kind of tried to open my mouth and drool.
No way.
Oh, I did. But you know what? The thing was not about the drooling. The thing was I didn't trust myself to just flow. And what she did was she gave me the greatest gift, and I still honor that today. She cracked me open so that I would let my energy move through me and not resist it if I thought it was ugly and not resist it if I thought it wasn't good enough. I let it flow. And then after that, I did become a professional dancer, and I was, like, sought after by choreographers. I was, like, this flowing dancer. It was just magical, and I attribute it completely to that, the ability to let myself flow even if I think it's ugly. And that's what creative spirituality is really about, that level of trust that you can let the energy move through you and not judge it. And then you'll be such a clean, clear channel. You'll be so powerful. You'll be, you know, able to connect on such a deep level with yourself. So that when I'm working with people, I aim to get them to that level of trust. And it has nothing to do with technique. Nothing. I mean, people can use technique to express something and make it beautiful, but it's not about that. It's the ability to trust that energy that wants to move through.
Wow. To me, it sounds like, you know, that's the moment that we become unstoppable, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that would be another example of shedding the small self. My small self was so afraid of ugliness, so afraid of people seeing me, that I was clinging to this idea of beauty that was actually quite ugly. And as soon as I shed that, it's like it opened up a whole new expression of who I could be.
Yeah. You know, you talk about, you know, afraid of, you know, ugliness, but for others it might be, you know, you're afraid to be critiqued, or you're afraid you don't fit in, or you're afraid that you look stupid and then you hold back a bit. But that's probably where, you know, your iconic trait can never flow.
Exactly, exactly. And there usually is like a healing journey. The challenges never end, and that's a good thing, because they're always strengthening us to go further. But there's a lot of healing that happens when people decide to take the path of living their spirit, because we do have to heal all of those things that tell us that we're not good enough, or that we can't, or someone could do it better. We have to heal those and transform them to fully embody who we're meant to be.
Yeah, and I think we really, when we follow that road, we come across all that baggage that we can shed.
Yeah, exactly. And really, it doesn't end.
No. No, I know.
I'm laughing because it's funny. I mean, we get to one point and all of a sudden there's a whole new stretch of journey for us with its own challenges. And so, and I think on the note of, you know, the happiness, and we talk about that in your happiness series, which is wonderful. Part of being happy is accepting that journey and knowing that, yeah, there's going to be days that are kind of rough, and there's going to be days that are so ecstatically wonderful. But when we include all of them, there's happiness. Like, we accept it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, you know, embracing all of it and talking about happiness, Laura, I remember you shared, you know, I think your daily ritual, and I thought it was so beautiful, like, you know, to get to that happy place, or not to get to that happy place, but, you know, like a daily ritual that makes you connect to your bigger self?
Mm-hmm.
Like you wake up, or will you share that with us?
Well, you know, I've kind of added some new rituals because a lot has been shifting for me lately. So I can share something new that I'm doing.
Oh, great.
And there's some elements of what I had shared before, but I do wake up. Now I wake up very early. I'm in this new habit. Like there's something about getting up right before the sunrise that is really exciting to me right now. Yeah, if I had said that a year ago, like I wouldn't have believed that I would say that. But right now, that's the ritual. I get up really early and I have my fire water. And my fire water is a combination of like filtered water with ginger juice and lemon juice and cayenne pepper. I drink that. And then I spend some time, you know, journaling and writing and setting the tone for the day. And then I dive into creating. Like I have work that I want to do, like whether it's I'm working on a piece of art or I'm working on a product or something, and I work for about an hour. And then after that, I've got my green juice. And then I go for a hike in nature for 1 to 2 hours. And then I come back and I have lunch. So that's kind of like my morning routine that I've been doing now for a little bit. And it's just, it's wonderful. It really is matching who I am right now and helping me to get to my own next level.
It's such a beautiful, beautiful ritual. But as we're getting to the end of the show, Laura, can you give your website one more time?
For sure. It's soulartstudio.com.
Oh, I want to thank you so much. It's so inspiring. And I, you know, everybody go to that website, soulartstudio.com, because it's magical. Go on that journey. And there is so much more that Laura can share with us. We didn't get to the 10,000 or how many kilometers. How many kilometers did you walk, Laura?
10,000.
Yeah, 10,000 kilometers.
Yeah.
That's a story in itself. If you want to hear that story, you can still get that story if you listen to the interview with Laura on the 8 Guru Secrets to a Happy You. Then you go to the number 8GuruSecrets.com. Laura is the first one on the 8-day training, so you can still hear more about Laura. If you want to know more about Laura, again, I want to say her website, soulartstudio.com. Thank you so much, Laura, for sharing such great information. And I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in to Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. I had a wonderful time, and join me every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, and 12 Pacific. Next week on Thursday, we have another great show, and I wish you a wonderful week. See you back next time. This is Saskia.
You've been listening to Your Soul Guidance, where you make dreams come true. Tune in each Thursday at noon Pacific Time, 3 Eastern Time, to discover what happens when you live a soul-guided life. Begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining with your host, Saskia Roel. Let Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams, and to play the biggest game of your life. For more information or to schedule your soul guidance session with Saskia, visit YourSoulGuidance.com.